in conversations with Andy Marmaget, it was just, it is sewer sales tax. You ought to get the county commission's blessing to use that money on a capital project. That's what we would do.
Travis, do you have an opinion on that?
On the transfer?
Yeah. On just the money, can it go straight into that project? Can we allocate it to go towards that project, or does it need to be transferred to us and then us turn around and give it back, allocate it for that project?
See, it's technically in our name, is the thing. It was secured.
But it's sewer sales tax money.
Right. But the check was, I mean, the loans were in the sewer district's name,
right.
And so the check was cut back to us.
Right.
Probably doesn't have to go back to the county to be reallocated unless you all want to. I mean, you can.
No, as far as you guys.
I don't think it needs to be. In conversations with Andy Marmaget, that was not the case.
No.
It was just seek the county commission's blessing, be transparent about it. We're going
right.
to use that on a capital project.
So then, for the amendment amount, would it still be the million?
I left it at that. If you guys wanted to change it, we could, but I left it at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the real ask is going to be roughly $400,000.
Yeah.
So that's my question. Do we want?
We can do it either way, but I didn't know obviously what you all wanted to do, so I put it at the $1 million.
Max, either, what do you guys want to do? Do the full million or do roughly $400,000 or $500,000, knowing that they have almost six to go towards it?
And once again, your reason for putting the million in?
Well, I didn't know what you all would want to do. So when I created the funding agreement, we needed, my calculation was like $996,000. So I rounded up to be an even million and just put that in there. And then knowing that I wanted to discuss this additional reserve money with you all.
So you didn't know on the additional reserve?
Yeah, I didn't know what you all would want to do. My recommendation is for Justice to use it. But if you want to leave, if you want to amend the amount of the funding agreement, that's fine. If you want to leave it, we won't spend it. The project's done. I mean,
right.
The contractor's working on the last very few thousand feet of pipe. So around the end of the year, January, we're going to be wrapping that up anyways.
Then it sounds like it's irrelevant whether or not that we're going to leave the.
If you are all okay with me using the reserve fund, that's what we'll do, is we'll just pay that money down on the Turkey Creek project.
And then go ahead and.
But we will need some additional funds on the Turkey Creek, so if you'll approve the funding agreement, that will cover us.
Go ahead and do the funding agreement. You'll be able to utilize the funds you already have left over. So you will not be utilizing
the full million
funding agreement price.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. You guys good? Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, I believe it's guardrails that we made the agreement with of the company that couldn't come through it with the original amount. Is that not correct?
On the guardrail?
Uh-huh. Neither one of them could produce according to agreement, and then we accepted when the company is again in our doing business with them this year.
Brad, thank you.
Yes,
and
thank
I know,
you.
I know you take... I know you do your job, and I know you don't just... But I still want it to be heard out there that, hey, don't try to take advantage of Taney County.
Sure.
In our funding.
I understand.
So a lot of my comments may not be directed towards you, just everybody in general.
I understand.
Thank you.
Yes, appreciate
to that,
y'all.
I was going to say is that his records are public records, and anyone that had any question in them, they could go over the records with him and understand them.
Everything's transparent. There's no issues. I just
right.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Round Mountain Road Bridge Project Change Order Number 3, number 21-115, Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this change order saves us money.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't have to use near the amount of silt fence, the rock ditch check, or the piling of the piers.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the Round Mountain Road Bridge Project Change Order Number 3.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are they putting asphalt down this morning or this week?
Done.
It's done? They did it yesterday?
Finished it up Friday, and then we're doing the base rock work up to the asphalt and then behind the guardrail, and then hopefully we'll have it painted maybe this afternoon.
Okay. Then everything as far as the bridge is complete?
All right.
Agreement for radar signs, six or more, number 21-118, Roden Bridge.
You guys have any questions on this?
Move to approve the agreement for radar signs, LLC in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Annual SURF contribution.
Understand that we have to each year send that form to SURF if they're going to continue the contribution rate at the
the existing. Is that the plan?
Also understand that they're audited each year and showing that they have plenty in reserve with the way that it is being contributed to them now.
Mm-hmm. Mike, do you want to make yours the official form, and are we going to keep the current election remaining effective 2021?
That's what I think we should do.
Move to approve the annual contribution election. You want to label that Exhibit A? Move to approve the annual contribution election labeled as Exhibit A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
I've got a pencil.
Here's one.
Here.
Thank you. I forgot my pen.
Okay.
I'm running
running around like a chicken with its head cut off this morning. Good morning. I have erroneous assessments. Abatement numbers 208925 through 208944. All of these are 2016 through 2020 abatements. They're on four separate properties that was deeded to the city of Branson on, I believe, the 27th of August. Yes. And that's the whole full information I have on these properties. There should be a copy of the deed in your packets. I think it's underneath the top one there. It was a quit claim deed.
And looking at that real estate recovery, that's the property that was sold at the tax sale that...
It was sold only on or after the tax sale.
Okay. This is not the same property that the...
Right, but I didn't go ahead and sell it. I just had a bid for it, because when I pulled the deed, I saw that it had already been sold to the city of Branson.
Okay.
So the city willingly took it?
Well, as far as I know, they willingly took it.
I mean, they, it's deeded in their name, they signed it.
One deed, but it encompassed four parcels.
Looks like it's gullies. And
I'll label this Exhibit B. You guys have any other questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/12/2021.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property abatements, add-on report for June, July, August, and September.
I want to apologize to y'all that I had not gotten these to you monthly like I'm supposed to. It's been a hectic summer for me. That's the only thing I can say. These are the personal property abatements and add-on reports that come to y'all monthly to be accepted.
Move to approve the personal property abatement and add-on report from the county clerk for the months of June, July, August, and September 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Got budget discussion.
Do we want to go down to the 1010 insurance discussion?
Oh, we'll move on.
Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah, we can move on down to... We got one more. Oh, yeah, we're there. Is it?
It's 10.
Yeah, okay. Insurance discussion with John Akers.
It's that time of year again. So we have the health insurance renewal from Cox Health Plans. We met